Russian President Vladimir Putin met today with the President of Afghanistan's Northern Alliance. Putin promised to continue giving military and humanitarian support to the anti-Taliban army. That should encourage some Northern Alliance fighters who claim they don't have the weapons to battle their better-armed Taliban opponents. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Faizabad in northern Afghanistan.
Main Street here is a muddy track that winds for a half mile through the one-room wooden shops of Faizabad's old city. This is the largest market in Northern Alliance-controlled Afghanistan. Most of the merchants in these simple wooden stalls sell products like raisins, wool sweaters, raw meat, and soap. But at the edge of a square filled with hundreds of donkeys, a man in a camouflage uniform haggles with a shopkeeper. They're both sitting on the floor of a stall lined with rusty machine guns, bullets, and a single grenade. In the shopkeeper's hand, a Russian-made Kalashnikov assault rifle that he cocks for his customer. There are a half dozen gun shops in this part of town. The clients, however, are not hunters. A gun salesman named Saif Allah says he only sells these weapons for war. My customers are commanders and soldiers who want to buy weapons to fight the Taliban, he says. My guns are second-hand. We got them from Russian soldiers during the jihad against the Soviet Union. Army green bandoliers hang from hooks on the walls of Saif Allah's shop. On a shelf, there's a cone-shaped missile for a rocket-propelled grenade launcher, or RPG. Sitting cross-legged on the floor, Saif Allah counts inch-and-a-half-long bullets, Kalashnikov ammunition that costs $5 for a box of 20 rounds. The neighboring stall has a bit more variety. There's an RPG on sale for $150, as well as pistols, shotguns, and a dusty $10 grenade. In this market, you don't have to be a Northern Alliance fighter to buy a firearm.
Can I buy a grenade right now?
You?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can buy a grenade if I want. Yeah. Can I buy a Kalashnikov also?
Yes, of course.
For just $5, this man will sell you a landmine shaped like a small fat frisbee. You bury it in a field, the shopkeeper says. If someone steps on it, it explodes. The man points to the trigger, a large button on top of the deadly device. Asad Allah is one of today's buying customers. This low-level Northern Alliance commander has 41 soldiers back at the front line that he has to arm and feed. I came from the front line yesterday to buy weapons, the commander says. Today I bought 2 guns. I still need to buy 3 more. Asad Allah says the shop he's at is the second-best weapons shop in town. The best one across the square is closed today. His purchases will run him the equivalent of several hundred dollars, a fortune for most Afghans. Thanks to a weapons allowance from the Northern Alliance government, he says this trip's been a success. These Kalashnikov machine guns are good weapons, he says, but a rocket-propelled grenade launcher would be better. The Taliban fights with the same weapons, he adds, except that theirs are always newer than ours. Asad Allah wears a brand new camouflage jacket and pants. Over the past month, the alliance leadership distributed some 20,000 uniforms, all reportedly bought from China. For the Northern Alliance soldiers, these are the first standardized uniforms they've ever worn. Most of these men haven't had a day of formal military training in their lives, and many of them are illiterate. All of them are armed. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Faizabad in northern Afghanistan.